Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Dr. Emile Reed is a specialist physician working in intensive care, infectious disease and HIV medicine. Emile, thank you very much for waking up so early on a Thursday morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning, all your listeners, man. Hope you guys are all well and healthy.
Well, we are. Otherwise, none of us would be at work today. So one hopes we are indeed. We've invited you, Emile, because I suppose June, July, August is generally the flu season, right, in South Africa. Yep. We'd often get a flu a season and a half later from what the Northern Hemisphere receives. Because of COVID-19, things have been somewhat upended. South Africans, in the majority, are wearing masks. They're sanitizing their hands. They socially distance and all of that. So quite predictably, the flu season in 2020 was not as devastating as it would have been under any other circumstances. How is it looking now for 2021?
Well, I think, Africa, the most important thing is to actually say that the flu season for 2020 was actually a no-show. And the reason for that being that because of the precautions of COVID, as you said, masking, sanitizing, and physical distance, these are also things that works for preventing flu as well. Secondly, last year we had less human mobility, less travel, provincial, international travel. And the biggest thing of it all was probably that kids last year this time didn't go to school. They didn't even play together as parents were keeping them apart, scared of COVID. No play dates, no playing sports. And children's as I call, the great distributors and also the factory for the flu virus and particularly influenza. So kids share the flu virus for longer than adults and usually already start to spread it about 2-3 days before they actually develop symptoms, which makes it hard to contain. So because they didn't go to school last year, flu was a no-show. Currently, this year, it's completely different because kids have been to school, and it actually makes us worry that we are going to see more flu, going to have more complications, particularly if people did not vaccinate against the flu. Because vaccination makes us worried or less worried about one less virus like the influenza or flu viruses. And you would remember 2020, we were told that the seasonal flu virus is probably the same as COVID. Yet our last year of experience, we've seen that they're probably not the same and that COVID is just never, ever coming to an end because people cannot stand still. They keep on mobilizing and they not refraining from wearing their masks. So flu is much better this year, although it's actually slightly worse than what it was in 2020.
Let me ask this question then, Emile. How do you distinguish as a patient that you've got symptoms of what is the flu versus symptoms of what is COVID-19?
Yeah, I think the important thing is flu is extremely symptomatic. It's very serious and is associated with complications. Nowhere near the amount of complications we see with COVID-19. Usually they have fever, chills, body aches, muscle aches, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and also have a cough. In some cases can last 2 weeks. And flu complicated by pneumonia in about 1-2% of cases. As said earlier, flu is caused by the influenza A or B virus, and every now and again we have a particular strain called the swine flu strain, which is the H1N1, seasonal during the winter months. very, very contagious and quite a short incubation period of 2 to 5 days as well. And the big thing with that is that symptoms that we have when it comes to influenza is quite similar to the symptoms we have for flu as well as for COVID-19. COVID-19 also, we have the inability to smell, taste, we have tinnitus, and usually when we are exposed to somebody else who had diagnosed COVID-19 in the past 2 to 7 days as well. The big thing is there's no distinguishing between the two, and especially if kids who have been to school now are also circulating, we cannot distinguish. So the only way to distinguish is to actually have either antigen test to be done or PCR test, as we know it, at a hospital or at a pathology lab. Very difficult to distinguish between the two.
So if you are down with something that you might suspect is the flu but could be COVID-19, I suppose it is better and more cautious of you to take the worst case scenario, right? And presume that it might be COVID-19, socially distance, keep at home until you are able to get yourself tested.
Exactly. And I think the important thing is if you're unwell and you develop these flu symptoms, is to, after 2 to 3 or even 5 days, if you're not getting better through drinking lots of water, resting, and taking your vitamins, you should be off to take a COVID-19 test.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Emil Reed, a specialist physician working in intensive care, infectious diseases, as well as HIV medicine. The additional reason to continue wearing the mask, sanitizing, socially distancing, and all the other measures that are requested of us because we are in level 3 of alertness is to stop us from being infected with the common flu.